Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Yeah, I'm looking right now at, you know, those the subscribers access into VFN TV at VFNTV.com. You subscribe for free, as you just heard. But think about it. Some of the things you can get right now is America Under Judgment. That's so important because think about it. If it's not, cool. If it is, we need to respond to the judge. What does the judge want from us? Mm-hmm. You know, another is SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. That is a message about Samuel, the prophet of God, called of God, and Saul, which was a king that ultimately got put in leadership because the people said, we'd rather have a government provide for us like everybody else instead of God provide for us. And it's called SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. That's where we are today. And he describes very distinctly, you know, what's going to happen. If you choose a king, this is what's going to happen. And if you read the list, because this is what God said to Samuel, because Samuel was upset. He's like, they're rejecting me. He goes, no, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Mm-hmm. And when we say that we turn to government for our provision, you know, we're rejecting God. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, government is of God, but when we turn to government as God, you know, say, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to find that out. And so he lists, you know, you'll be taxed. Your best men will be gone. Your best horses, your best, whatever. Just list this whole thing. And it sounds just like the present administration.
Yeah.
You know, think about this. Are you going to keep blaming Saul for the choice that you made? You need to start praying for our president. Mm-hmm. He's just fulfilling the mandate that the church turned to government instead of turning to God. I mean, think about it. Saul was hiding behind the luggage. He was shaking, nervous. Mm-hmm. He was just going to look for his father's donkeys, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, since the people demanded a king, you know, God told Samuel, he's going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the very first king of Israel. And Saul's like, right?
Yeah, that's what he did.
He's a nervous, oh, no, no, no. Fearfully, you know, the fear of man was on him. He puts him up to begin to lead. And so then he begins to tax everybody. Then he begins to, you know, do everything that we're seeing happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Why, how can you blame that on Saul? You know, Saul had his issues, you know, he had a fear of man, things that happened. But that was, I mean, the fact that he was taxing everybody was not his fault. Mm-hmm. He was just the answer to God's people. God answered, you know, like John Paul Jackson says, you're going to get what you ask for, but you're not going to like what you get.
All right.
If we, you know, we got to look at the original intent, how this whole thing came to pass. Can we really keep, and to come against Saul with this taxation and all that is coming against what God's established, right? Because God chose Saul.
That's right.
He anointed him to be king. And even David understood this. David didn't even lay hands on God's anointing. This is not, you know, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, that all authority is established by God. And so when Saul got in office, when he became king, he just began to do what was the mandate that Samuel explained before Saul even knew. Saul didn't even know this was going to happen yet. This is all what God said. If you want the world system, this is what you're going to have. And so we're being taxed. You know, they just talked about the health care tax and all the things going on right now. And you understand that we turn to government. We turn to government. And only 4% of the church or 3 to 4% of the church is honoring God, which means 97% is not in the tithes and offerings. And so we're robbing from God. And so God's going to take care of the poor.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we turn to government to take care of the poor. And that's what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
And he said it. So SOS, think about it, sending out a SOS like a ship under stress, right? You know, tapping it out. You've got to see that. It's actually at VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV. You know, against all hope, we can believe, you know, understanding that, well, that's there. Understanding that, you know, against all hope and hope, believe, and so become exactly what God said you can become. Understand this, that's how God works. He's not going to let you trust in your own strengths and your own abilities. But if you just let go and follow God and understand he's involving you in his plans, not your own, that you'll just see it come to pass in due season, whenever that is. Though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come to pass. Another that's very, very important, it's called the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ. We've got to understand, go back. He says, I preach to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. It's the power. The power of the cross, and that's the only place that we're given this power that God's given us, the power to be free from sin, to be forgiven, to be able to walk in a way that we thought was never possible before. You know, I think about Sean, who, you know, Steve met in Pittsburgh when she was under the bridge there. Shane, I mean, yeah, Shane was under the bridge in Pittsburgh, and she was homeless. She just came from Washington, D.C. She was just coming off of a drug that she was addicted to, and she was concerned because she was in a sexual lifestyle that was contrary to what God would say. I guess she was having she had a female lover and a lesbian, and she knew what God said, but she felt like she couldn't do it. But she loved God, and so she's in that battle. Mm-hmm. So Steve was able to tell her, that's everybody's battle. Mm-hmm. That's everybody's battle. But by trusting in God, you can actually walk free of that. He will empower you to walk free of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, sexual sin. There's only one hell, right?
That's only one place.
Yeah, that's right. What the heck are you doing? Anyway, so then another one is prudent preparation, preparing for the Elijah storm. You know what? You need to be prepared. I don't know how much time we have. But let me tell you something. This will begin to stir your creative mindset, to begin to help you take a peripheral look at what's going on. And, you know, the Word of God says that a prudent man sees danger and prepares, but
fool?
Yeah, I think a fool keeps going and suffers for it.
Right.
And so if we just think, oh, it's just going to keep happening, don't worry about it, you know, that would be considered a fool, and there's suffrage in bus. You can prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You can prepare. And one of the specific things the Lord told me, you know, originally was original word was, you know, 90 days, you know, prepare for 90 days. And just to be able to keep going and be able to keep ministering and loving people and that type of thing. But you got to hear prudent preparation. Believe me, you know, at least listen to it. Mm-hmm. There's just some things you're going to need to ponder. You're going to need to begin to think about and pray about. And one of the huge things you're going to find there too is, you know, why do you call me good? There's a big battle of good going on instead of a big victory in God, where the church is trying to be good instead of realizing that God is good and it's his goodness coming out of us. And even Jesus was stopped. This is stuff you can find right now on VFN TV. It's totally available to you for as a free subscriber. But, you know, he says, who are you calling good? Jesus said this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only one that's good is God.
That's right.
And so often, you know, we allow people to project, you've got to be good because you're a Christian. Well, if there is any goodness in me, it's God.
Right.
And the dilemma is when we start to take glory, we try to take credit for where we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like Jesus said, well, you know, he wasn't denying the fact that goodness wasn't moving through him and out of him, but he knew that it was the Father's goodness moving through him and out of him.
Right.
And so when we are willing to acknowledge that we are not good, God is good, and the good you see in me is God.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't let people project goodness on you, because then they'll actually force you to try to live up to it.
Right.
And then they'll point out, well, you're not good, but you weren't good to begin with, so they're going to find something to point out. The closer you get to the clay vessels, which God's all-surpassing powers in, you find out it's clay. And God does that so you can know that it's his goodness and not men.
Right.
He puts his treasures in jars of clay to show that it's him. You know, we got to get past this good thing where we claim ownership of it and realize, yeah, that is pretty awesome, but it's not me. That's God. Mm-hmm. That was a God. I take notes on myself.
Yeah.
That was a God thing.
Right.
And so you got to get that, because that's one of the biggest things I think is holding back a lot of people who love God right now is the good trap. It's a good trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not good enough. If I was just good like that man who told me that he's good, and that's the reason why he's leading and I can't lead, or I can't shepherd God's people, if I was just good like him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the Pharisees were like that, right? Good.
Yeah.
But even Jesus said, who are you calling good?
Right.
I mean, the worst thing somebody can call you, if you don't readdress it, is good.
Right.
I mean, you'll hear people, you know, that who were, and when they do, when people project that on you, and I'm talking about what's available to you right now as a free subscriber at VFNTV.com. You know, we've never done this, but I just want you to know what's there for you. You know, that, and you can subscribe by going to VFNTV.com and just click through subscribe, and you have free access to all this. But we want you to have it. But when somebody projects good on you and you let it stick, several things go on. The first thing is then all of a sudden you try to live up to their projected standards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say crash and burn? I mean, you're not going to be able to do that. But what they're really doing is saying that if you're good and you receive that, then that gives me permission not to be good. The reason why you could do that is you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And now people don't see how they can be saved.
Right.
Because you told them you were good. Mm-hmm. Or you let them tell you were good.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
And it's not that the goodness is not in people. He says, go around and let your good works be seen amongst men so that God can be praised and glorified, not so you can be praised and glorified. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different paradigm. You know, one is religion and one is relationship. One is the awareness that it's not by works are you saved, and that the things that you do see is a byproduct of my intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And the other is me trying to make the outside of my cup look good.
Right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's totally
amazing. You got to get that. Think about it. It's sitting there for you right now. Why would you not want that? And you got to get that, because listen, that will activate you, because then you'll feel free to share just how bad you are.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have difficulty finding out how bad you are, you know, interview the people around you that know you. I mean, go back, you know, further and further and further and further, and just realize, okay, I'm bad. Yeah. I'm bad, but God's good, and God forgave me, and God set me free, you know, and I'm totally dependent on Him. If there's any good in my life, that it's God. It's God. And you're free. You can begin to serve God, because no longer are you caught in the good trap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people are caught in the good trap.
Yeah.
It's a good trap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Get free. Get free. Another is available to you is the state of the nation. And I talked about this and about Islam, but Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, we got to get the right perspective. Do you know that America is a byproduct? The United States of America, not the land, but the United States of America is a byproduct of Christians who wanted to come to America, discover a land that they could freely worship God. How do you know this? Well, look at the progression of it. If you study the history of America, you know, nobody's perfect. Like we just said, nobody's good but God, but God was in it. God was involved in the affairs of those in the lineage of what brought, eventually became the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, where the very first amendment says, stay away from our worship to God because we want to worship Him freely.
Mm-hmm.
Make no laws concerning religion or the gathering, peaceful gathering of people.
Right.
And so you got to, you know, it's the order, Christianity, then the United States of America. But then we have to understand Islam and Israel, because if we don't stand with Israel, every nation who doesn't stand with Israel will be destroyed.
That's right.
Will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of it right now with the Euro crashing and all these things taking place. You know, Europe was all involved in trying to divide the land and doing all these things over there. And Israel and here, America is now involved in the very same thing. Our leadership doing what they've done. They're the ones that empowered the Muslim Brotherhood and throughout the area. But they didn't do it in Iran, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is totally just... I mean, there's nothing. This is a blind mind. You understand? A blind mind is a major thing.
All right.
Because they can't see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see what you're saying. And you got to pray, you know, pray for people's salvation so they can see what you're saying. They can't. You can talk to your blue in the face. They're not going to see what you're saying because their minds are blinded by the God of this world. That's what Paul says.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't really probably know specifically how intricately they're involved in second heaven, you know, Satan's strategies to be able to come against Israel. But we as God's people can know.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you, join CUFI, Christians United for Israel, you know, begin to pray for Israel every single day, you know, and just, you know, these are times that are going to begin to try men's soul. So that's available for you. It's called The State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. And the last one I want to talk about now is No One Cries for Justice. I'm talking to you what's available to you right now in VFN TV for free subscribers. You just go to VFNTV.com, or you can even subscribe by texting VFN TV. That's a V as in Victor. VFN TV to the number 22828. That's VFN TV to the number 22828. And just subscribe for free so you can get this. I want this to be in you. You know, test it. Hear it. You know, read about it. Go in. Look in God's word and see if it's true, you know, and check everything by the word of God. And if it's true, respond. Join us in the battle for men's souls. Join us in the harvest field. Join us people who are not good, but know that the goodness in us is God. And we want to advance that goodness across the world so that His name will be glorified. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. It's all available to you. More is coming available every day. Inside VFNTV.com. Subscribe today. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.